morning, Ajax Tool.
Yeah, good morning, this is Kim.
I can check for you. Who is this?
Could you let her know it's Jeremiah from Cardiff?
Okay, one moment, please.
All right, thanks.
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I'm actually just circling back with you. I don't know if you remember. We spoke in March, but I'm just circling back to see if you guys are looking to bring on that CNC.
No, not yet. Okay. We will, but not yet. it's probably going to be another, I don't know, 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
But... yeah, if you want to check back maybe towards the end of the year.
Sure, it's definitely in the pipeline though, right, to come on towards
the... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're working on certification right now, woman-owned and manufacturing.
Nice.
Yeah, and so we're, you know, getting all our ducks in a row, but
mm-hmm.
my main focus right now is trying to get a strong employee base.
How many...
Nightmare.
How many employees do you guys have right now?
9, but okay. I just lost one to another company. A lot of companies around here are having the same problem, getting qualified CNC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Machinist, you know, not just parts changers and
mm-hmm.
button pushers, but actual.
Yeah, I speak to a lot of business owners, and they say the same thing. It's just trying to find quality people to... be able to run the machines. It's a really tough thing right now.
Yes, yes it is.
So that's crazy.
And since we're in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've trained a couple of them, sent them through school, had in-house training, and we do a lot of training through Cincinnati. And you know, they end up taking off.
yeah.
So,
well, has business been good for you guys, or? Customer wise, yeah, business is booming, and
yeah, we have no problem with that. Just trying
to keep up with the demand now.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, you got good problems on your hand, Kim.
right.
Those problems are the problems that, you know, those other business owners wish they had right now. So
I'm real excited with the certification. What doors that'll open.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So with doing that, will that what kind of doors will that open? Like, are you able to hire more people, more employees yourself?
Well, hopefully, you know, if I can find the employees. But
mm-hmm.
With that type of certification, the different companies that outsource to us will be able to get state and federal tax breaks and tax abatements, and it opens up government work for them if they're using a company like me.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that
so it just
sense.
Keeps us fed.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
good.
So a lot of companies are really interested in it, waiting for us to get our certification. Volvo, we do a lot of Volvo parts, and so they're real pumped about it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's it's good to
uh-huh.
hear. Good to hear that this is booming for you like that, and you got some things lined up in the pipeline. So the CNC is, I'm assuming, is for a project that you guys have coming up to.
Yes, trying to move into keep a little bit of a balance between getting some different production runs going.
Good. Good for you. Is that going to be a new CNC, or are you guys like adding or replacing?
We would be adding.
Adding, okay.
Yeah.
Good for
you. Yeah, no, we've got quite a few CNCs, but the ones pretty much are dedicated to the work we're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more, not totally job shop type work, but you know, our runs are, you know, tens and twenties of something, but we do a lot of large capacity. So we've got large capacity boring mills, large capacity lathes. So those are all dedicated to work right now.
Current jobs, yeah.
So, yeah, we're okay. Waiting to see what kind of things open up, and then we'll be looking at several different. But we'll get there. We'll get there soon.
Well, good, good. Do you guys have the floor space to bring on new machinery, or is you, how's the
actually,
floor space looking?
Yeah, because we've got, you know, Ajax is 53, 54 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some manual machinery, and we've got some, we can do some reorganization to accommodate. Clean house a bit.
Yeah,
it's what
yeah.
we've been doing with some of the other machines that I bought. We just moved some different things around. We got rid of some obsolete machinery, you know, some of the manual,
yeah.
and just trying to keep a nice balance of the two. Because
sure.
we still do a lot of repair work, industrial repair. So, you know, you really need those manuals.
Would you say that's like 20-30% of your business, or more than that for repairs?
Probably about 30%.
Okay. That makes that
yeah.
sounds about right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. When you guys bring on the CNCs, do you have a particular bank that you like to work with, or are you open to just getting the best rate?
Actually getting the best rate, but with the certification, we'll be probably looking through SBA.
Okay. Okay. Could you guys ever?
It opens doors for some different things financially,
yeah.
also.
Absolutely. Well, keep in mind too that I'm able to get you guys if you guys ever need capital. I don't know how your cash flow is looking, or if you guys are looking to expand and you know, could use some upfront capital. I can help you out with that as well. I don't know what your current situation is.
Yeah, we're good there.
That's good. Cash flow is
yeah.
good.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're able to get you guys a pretty decent interest rate because of some past financing you guys had done with Bank One.
Uh-huh.
I know it was a few years back. I'm not sure what you guys are currently doing with them, if anything at all, but they're one of the banks in our network. So we were able
yeah.
to pre-approve you and your business at a pretty good rate on any CNCs or lathes or any type of equipment you guys are looking at.
Okay.
So,
I'll
send you an email, Kim, and if something comes up and you guys just need to get financing right away and your bank's pulling, you know, making you jump through hoops and circles,
right.
I'm here to help.
Okay, perfect.
I appreciate your time, and I wish you continued success there.
Thank you. All
You're
right.
welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.